This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Here we go on a Tuesday. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan with you. Plenty of guests today, including right at the start, Andrea Jenkins from the Minneapolis City Council, representing Ward 8 since 2017, made news yesterday afternoon when she said she is not running for re-election. Andrea has joined us a number of times on this show. She's back with us right now, like every guest on this station. Andrea is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Andrea, always a pleasure. Why are you making this decision? Why are you not running for re-election?
Well, thanks for the opportunity to chat today. And I do enjoy coming on WCCO. I've been here a few times. But, you know, I had really sort of had a goal of serving two terms and moving on, and thanks to the Phyllis Kahn rule, I actually served three terms. It's still the same amount of years, but, you know, I have been having some challenges with my mobility as it relates to, you know, my diagnosis with multiple sclerosis. So I think taking a less stressful approach to life might help with some of that. I have some amazing grandkids that I'd love to spend more time with. I have some books that I want to write. And, you know, I just think that it's time to move on beyond the contentious, divided politics that we have in the city of Minneapolis. Yeah.
Let me, and I wish you the best with your health. If your health
Thank
was
you.
In a better spot, would you be running for re-election?
You know, it's possible. Like I said, I did have this goal of two terms, and my health was in a much better spot then. So I'm not sure if I would. I feel like two terms in office is enough. I do believe term limits are important in politics. So,
what should they be in the city council? If you believe in term limits, should they be two, three, four? What's the number?
I would say three.
Three. Okay, so you're following that. Let me pick up on what you said about the contentious nature. There are a lot of us, myself included, who view the city council and look at Andrea Jenkins and see someone who makes a deal, willing to make a deal, willing to talk to others, and is viewed as much more of a centrist than others on the city council. Do you agree with that assessment?
You know, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call myself a centrist because I think that the debates and the policies that we have are very progressive. But I do agree that I am willing to sit down and listen to all sides and try to come up with a balanced approach to decision making. And I think this council needs more of that. And that is not apparent right now.
Why isn't that happening?
You know, I think there's a lot of ideological thinking on the council. I think there is a lack of willingness to compromise. I think, you know, and I'm not sure if it's completely only related to Minneapolis City Council. You know, I think tonight we're probably going to hear a pretty divisive remarks from the commander in chief, and all the way down local state governments. You know, one of the things that I am also deeply concerned about is the attacks on trans and gender nonconforming communities. And I'm just thinking I might be able to be more impactful in advocating and addressing those issues than I can from my role on the city council.
Okay, let's talk about that. This is Andrea Jenkins, former city council president, representing Ward 4, announced yesterday she's not
Ward
8. I'm sorry. I have it written down. I said, I don't know why I said 4. Ward 8. Announced that she's not going to run for what would have been her fourth term. That's why I got my 8s and 4s transposed there.
You
were the first black transgender woman to be elected to a city council in this country. You know how this has become such a talking point in this country, in particular for Republicans who express a lot of concern about this. We had a debate yesterday, the Minnesota House, on transgender athletes and sports. When you see the direction of this dialogue the last couple of years, what concerns you most?
Well, my biggest concern around this dialogue that, in my opinion, is a red herring, but what really concerns me most is the impact that it's having on young people, young gender nonconforming, transgender identified people, and their development physically, emotionally, mentally. I think this this attempt to erase trans and gender nonconforming people from societal life is having a negative impact on these young people, pushing people to suicide, pushing people to chemical and drug abuse. It deeply concerns me, but also opportunities for housing, opportunities for employment, opportunities to get health care that we need. These are real deep concerns, and for such a small part of the population, it has taken up a lot of airtime.
Yes,
it really, I mean, the numbers of youth, trans youth playing sports, I don't know what the exact numbers are, but they cannot be to the extent of you know, what they're talking about. I, a former athlete prior to, you know, my MS diagnosis, I played, you know, tennis with almost all female tennis partners, and my record and maybe this might be speak to my ability as a tennis player, but I'm actually pretty good, and my record is about 50-50 with my opponents. So,
well, let me jump on this, because I want to ask you a couple last questions before we go.
Sure.
And I agree, there is a stunning amount of bullying and ignorance and cruelty towards transgender individuals in this country, in my opinion. For folks who are listening right now and heard you talk about sports and feel like that, let's say we're talking to individuals who are open-minded, who want to treat you with respect, but feel like there should be some differences with high school sports, are worried about a competitive disadvantage. What do you say to those folks who you believe, and I believe, are willing to listen? I know there's too many out there who aren't willing to have any conversation at all, but for those who are open to a dialogue, what do you say to them?
Well, first of all, you know, as a lifelong athlete, you know, there are different skill levels in every single individual who approaches either individual sports or team sports. You know, there are some guys who will get pummeled by women athletes and vice versa. So I just think that it is a misnomer to think that simply because a person was assigned male at birth, that they have some kind of physical advantage over another individual. And yes, people do have physical advantages in every sport at every level. And those are all factored into the game. Particularly if people, transgender people, are taking hormones, it is balances out that they are no more physically better or than their counterparts in those sports activities. So I just don't see it as a real concern. You know, in that's what separates athletes is their physical abilities to be able to move, and it doesn't really relate to whether or not they can do the work. I think a big part of the concern is, you know, not necessarily about who wins or loses, but just the realities that trans people are in these spaces, period.
So what about that? Because I'm already getting the text. People are worried. They'll say they're worried about my daughter with an individual who's transitioning to a female. When you hear fellow citizens say that, what do you say to them?
The biggest challenges with young people in sexual assaults, et cetera, it generally is coming from heterosexual males. Those are the documented cases. There are very, very few documented cases of trans and gender nonconforming people misusing and or abusing access to those spaces. It's almost non-existent.
I agree. I think the data proves that clearly. I think it's overwhelming. Let me do this before I have to let you go, because I'm already real late for a break.
Okay.
The mayor's position is on the ballot this year. Jacob Fry is running for re-election. You have a number of other names out there, including Emily Koski, who is a member of the city council.
Yeah.
Do you have an endorsement right now you'd like to offer up for the mayoral election of this upcoming fall?
Wow. Well, I will say this. Most of the people who are seeking the mayoral position are really good friends of mine, including Jacob Fry, who has been doing a really great job. I think in light of the challenges that we have been having in the city during my and his tenure, but I'm absolutely positive that, you know, my good friend Dwayne Davis could do this work, and or Councilmember Koski. So, you know, I'm just kind of waiting to see how things are going to play out after the conventions, and then I'll step forward and make some decisions at that time.
Andrea, thank you so much for coming on again. Thank you for your service, and I bet even after you leave the city council, we'll reach out again. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thank you, and have a great afternoon.
You also. Andrea Jenkins, you want to react, you can. 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mardi Gras tie?
You bet it is. Happy Fat Tuesday.
Yeah. Happy Fat Tuesday. New Orleans, and we'll get to plenty of text here in a second. Ask Adam anything with the winter fraud, Adam Carter, in less than 10, by the way. New Orleans, I'm divided on New Orleans because there are parts of it, Dave, which are beautiful and magnificent. And also Bourbon Street is mainly just a dump most of the time.
The heart of Bourbon can be very gross. But in my one experience there about 6-7 years ago, the food and what we found a couple clubs doing the jazz music could not be beat.
Yes. Most of Bourbon Street, you need waiters to get through.
Yes, you do.
You just you really do. But even on Bourbon Street and some other areas there, I mean, the music is phenomenal. And the food, I mean, so many good places. On Andrea Jenkins, to me, she's a righty on the city council. Compared to the other members of the city council, it's not even close. I mean, she's a liberal. There's no denying it. But compared to others, she's Reagan. And she's 1,000% a liberal. There's just too many on that council that are well too far left for me. I wish she was continuing. On the transgender issue, I will say what I say over and over and over again. This issue is used so often out of ignorance, cruelty, dismissive, and again, just because you don't understand it, it has to be wrong. Can I personally identify where I was born a male, but I feel like I'm a female? No. But there are millions of people across the country of an older age who believe this. The younger kids who get the medicine, nope, I'm out on that. I'm out. But at some point when you're an adult and there's millions who feel that way, I'm just going to keep saying, well, they're all lying. There's something wrong with them. No, this is honestly how they feel. And if they want to live, individuals want to live a better life, and they're your coworker, they go to the same restaurant as you, they have good days and bad days like you, stop with impugning them and being dismissive of them. Now, on sports, I'm different than Andrea. I think as kids get older, there can be differences. And while it's a complicated issue, Dave, because I don't want to deny individuals the opportunity, I'm not going to deny that there are some physical advantages. And so we can have an honest, fair conversation. But so often, Dave, it's met with bullying and belittling and simpleton talk, where, by the way, if many of these individuals actually knew someone or knew multiple people like I do, including one individual I'm very close with, you'd say, bravo. Let this individual, now a male or now a female, live their life and stop trying to ostracize them.
Yeah.
What do you want to say, sir?
We don't need the flamethrowing regarding the issue, and that's all too often what we get because you, me, so many others, we don't understand what's going on within a trans person's body, within their mind, what's going on for them to make that decision of how they feel, because I can't experience that. I don't know. So, you know, I think as a society, we're still at a point where, well, too many of us don't understand it. So, let's just be loud and flamethrow and say, this makes me uncomfortable and it's horrible. And, you know, let's just keep yelling and not actually have the real conversation about it.
Yep. And it gets magnified in election years. And now, Dave, it's not just election years. It's all the time.
Oh, of course.
And social media adds to it. Talk radio adds to it. And the part which you laid out, which is very fair, honest, fair, respectful conversations get lost in the shuffle of generalizing and belittling. And by the way, at times, the Democrats emphasize it too much. Okay? Because we're not talking about an enormous part of the population. They should be respected. They should be treated fairly. But there's ways also to not assume everybody asks questions about it is immediately a bigot and a hater. And so there's a pox on both houses, but more in particular, those who are on the bullying side. Doesn't make the other side all perfect. It just shows again how divided we are on about every single topic for those who speak out, when I still believe there's plenty of people in the center who are reasonable, compassionate, and willing to listen. Adam Carter, is he all those? I don't know. I know he's a winter fraud because he just changes his opinion on winter every other second. And I heard a little bit of the fraud with Jordana earlier today. So we'll make fun of him in that way. And also encourage your calls, your texts, your attempt to go to the Odyssey app. Do it right now. Leave a message. Leave a message for Adam Carter. Let's go. Ask Adam anything. 651-461-9226. I like to keep track, and for the 745th time since I started working with this buffoon, he changed his position on snow and winter. I mean, let's get more snow. I hope it never snows
when,
again.
When did let's I say more snow? More snow? When did I say that?
Oh, constantly.
How dare now, you, sir? You don't have the cards, okay, buddy? You don't have the cards.
Hold on. It was regrettable. I'm sorry. Yeah. Please welcome me back.
Yeah. It worked.
Yeah. Joseph said, I'm very indignant towards you about besmirching the snow tolls.
Uh-huh. No. I'll admit, I'm with you. It's still, as I said, it's winter up until the Masters starts. But
wait a sec. It's winter till the Master starts?
Correct.
Okay, so you're open. Wait a second. Have you changed your position already? Now, are you now for the snow?
And Adam Carter's. No, it doesn't mean I accept the snow, but I will accept that sometimes it snows up until the Masters. But once the Masters hits in my personal calendar, winter is over.
Hmm.
Dead to me.
How about this one? I think your show needs a major reboot. Now, that's fair.
Okay,
that's fair. Wait a second. Having Adam Carter as a special guest ain't it.
Wow.
Also made me think about a real producer. Your show has reached a new low. Wow. Thank you.
I love a new low. I love it. Look, we've got plenty of lows, but the new low is the most important low.
Yes. Please text me other lows. I mean, I suppose this is just a new low. We don't know if this is the lowest, but it's a.
Can we just talk about what a disgusting shot at the magnificence of Dave Harrigan in that?
Yeah?
Give me a break, buddy.
Dave, how do you feel about that?
Oh, no. Get rid of me. Yeah. Darn. That's a bummer.
You know what, buddy? That text is a new low, okay?
Yes. Yes. Bring it on. Adam, what's your favorite Friday fish fry this time of year? Oh. Are you a big fish fry person?
I like to go to a fish fry. The VFW in good old SSP used to have a great one, but...
Yeah.
That no longer exists, but that was a great. And I remember.
Is that because of the bottom feeding mayor? Did he run that?
No. I think if the mayor had his way, had his druthers, the VFW would still be in the great spot that it was in. But no, they had a great fish fry. It's you want to go to just like an old Legion Hall or a VFW for.
I agree.
You know?
I agree. That'll be a part of the major reboot. You know, more fish fry talk.
Yes.
You know? Adam, what is the best astronaut song? Space Oddity or Rocket Man?
Space Oddity.
It's a pretty good one.
It is good.
It is. Now, Rocket Man's also a very good song.
Yeah, very good song.
Right?
Yeah. Very similar themes, too. You know, you got the guy out in space and he's worried about what's going on at home and madness creeps in.
You okay? I mean, it seems like you're kind of wrapped up in this song.
Contemplating it, yeah.
Yes. More text. Excellent text coming in. It's all part of the new reboot. We'll read more text. If Adam Carter could tariff one item on his show, what would it be? I know what it would be in the first two segments. It would have been Jordana. But I enjoyed it. Radio should have a good back and forth. Now, I will say, as I told you in the text, I am, let's see, what percentage am I with you on your argument? Oh, 100%. Not 99, not 98, but 100%. But I like the back and forth.
Yeah,
what would you tariff on your show?
On my show, what would I tariff?
Yeah. Yeah?
Dave Josephson's talking about, his broom ball. Tariff that.
Does he talk a lot of broom ball?
No, he wants to. He knows it grinds my gears a little bit.
Yes.
It's a new low.
I'll add out here on the trip out west, haven't played pickleball once this year. I think it's because you belittled me so often when I started playing pickleball last year. You brought trauma to my life.
Well, I might be changing my view on pickleball really soon.
Well, is that when you're going to Germany? You're going to play a lot of pickleball or
in Germany, they actually call it Schweinstuckel. And yes, I will be playing a lot of Schweinstuckel.
I think that's what you're playing with Jen later tonight. More text for Ask Adam Anything. Adam, if you have to sing one karaoke song.
Oh, gosh.
And not miss, don't wait for it, not miss a single lyric to win $10,000, what song are you singing? One more caveat. This is an excellent one. You are three cocktails deep, which you probably want to be to really bring it for karaoke.
Wichita Lineman.
Okay. Dave, do we have that right there?
I can find it.
It'd be great if we, yeah. You believe you can nail every lyric of Wichita Lineman?
I think I can.
Okay.
This
Dave,
is gonna
let
turn
me know
a...
when you have it. Okay.
I got to do the whole song?
Yeah. Every lyric. I will donate $500 to a charity of your choice.
Oh, my God.
If you can do that right now. Now, normal system, we'd have that
oh,
right away.
Yeah, here we go. Is this karaoke version?
No, you can sing along with Glenn.
I am a lineman for the county.
So far, so good.
And I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload.
Wow. Tremendous so far.
Wow.
I hear you singing in the wires. I can hear you through the wine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. Second verse too, huh?
Yes. This is where I'm worried.
I need a small vacation. But it don't look like rain.
Okay, that's it.
And
I
if
declare
it
you
snows
a winner.
That stretch down south won't ever stand the strain.
That is impressive.
Huh?
By the way, the $500 is not to you. Okay, let's be clear.
The Adam Carter Human Fund?
No, it is not
Adam
the
Carter,
lobster.
The Get Adam Carter to Palm Springs Fund? Come on.
Yes. Yeah, what's the deal? Are you not making it?
I'm trying, baby. When do you leave?
Well,
that's when I'm coming down, when you leave.
That's what you said earlier. I will be back in the studio for Tuesday, March 25th version of Ask
Ooh,
Adam Anything.
Exciting, tingly. Talk about a new low.
Yeah, that'd be a new low. I'd rather be here till about April 15th, but funny, the folks want to use their own house. How selfish of them.
Yeah.
All right, let's pause. That was very impressive. That was very good. 651. 461-9226. We've reached a new low on this radio station, WCCO. Hey, you know when I don't reach a new low? When I go to Stretch Lab. I've been going to Stretch Lab. I'm trying to think this through. Maybe since 2019. I'm not the most flexible person physically. I'm probably not the most flexible person on the show either. But I was sick of waking up and the back hurt, the shoulder hurt, just soreness, and I wanted to increase my range of mobility. And among the 11 Twin Cities locations was one in Plymouth. So I went to Stretch Lab. You can check it out at any point, stretchlab.com. I started working with the specialists, Kevin, Zach, and others, and I am so much better. Because of Stretch Lab with mobility. I talk a lot about golf on the show. I love to play golf. Absolutely has helped my golf. Beneficial to everyone. You're an old man like Adam Carter, or you got a student athlete who's 15 years old, males and females, they'll work it out. And just because of this offer on CCO, they'll give you half off your introductory stretch. Check it out today. Tell me you heard this spot from Chad. Go to stretchlab.com. Plenty of texts praising Adam Robert Carter for singing, including Adam Carter singing Wichita Lineman. gave me goosebumps. Bravo. Then another text says, Adam singing Wichita Lineman might be the new low for the show. So
it's all in the eye of the beholder. That's a great thing about art. It's subjective, baby.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so my gal's coming down and staying here for a number of days. I think Kathleen is more excited for Michelle coming down than I am. Like, she's planning things, telling me what to do. They've been around each other multiple times. They're getting along great. Is this all going to come back to haunt me that my ex-wife and girlfriend get along so well?
Not at all. Not at all. I think that's...
No, I think it's fantastic.
It's fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I'm living the modern family. I have Carla's son, Michael, coming down. Michael's still like his son to me. Carla and I, even though we're not dating, we dated for 8 years. We still get along fine. I'm lucky. It's all good. Call you
Elon.
No, I do not have 14 children. Elon. I mean,
wrap it up.
Doge done something with the condoms? I mean, what's okay? Ask Adam anything. What is Elon's final number of children?
Oh, is he up? So it's 14 and one on the way. Is there
another one on the way?
I don't know.
Do we ever know?
By the end of this segment. At the end of this segment, there's another one on the way. I'll go two more. 16.
Two more. Dave, 16 for Elon. Over or under?
Over. Yeah.
I'm over also. Will we acknowledge Elon tonight during the big speech, Adam Carter?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Is it possible, and I'm not kidding, that Elon will address Congress tonight?
I'm going to go no, but he'll be very prominently featured.
Yeah.
He may advance his seat behind him. You never know.
Yeah. Or Mike Johnson. He might just tell Johnson to just get out of here, you know? Among the questions still coming in, how does Adam make broccoli in the air fryer? He mentioned how he loves it in the air fryer and wonder if he adds spices to it.
I roll it in a little olive oil, and then I sometimes just salt and pepper, or I'll put a little red pepper flake sometimes if I want to kick it up a little bit. Or there's a Cajun seasoning that I forget the company that makes it that I'll put on there. And then just, it's you got to watch it closely because it crisps up really fast. But I like it a little crisp, but not to the point where they all shrivel up and they turn into little brown things.
Little brown things? Yeah. So I love broccoli. We made it the other day. We did get the timing right. Do you like it notably better in the air fryer than in the oven?
I like it in the oven, but yes, I like it a little better air frying it.
Does it crisp a little better?
Yeah, it crisps up really. And again, it can get very crispy.
Yep. Hey, Adam, more text. If you and Susie were stuck on a spaceship like those two American astronauts, how long would it last before a homicide would occur?
For today, it would have happened like moments after the airlock on the door.
What happened today? What did I miss?
Dave and I were conversing back and forth during the news, and it got a little too loud for Susie.
Yeah, yeah. So it was your fault.
My fault, and you know what? She's 100% right, because when I was in that same position, I used to get irritated by that. So
I know you did. Mike in Minneapolis is called in. Mike, always a pleasure. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. I'm wondering if it's possible for someone to wear just a hint of patchouli oil.
Patchouli oil? No. Well, it doesn't matter if it's a hint or a gallon. I think it all smells the same.
I don't know. It just seems like anyone who uses it just splash it on, you know.
Yeah.
It's
way too much. Way too much. Thank you, Mike. I talked to a prominent former golfer today, Adam Carter, and he acknowledged to me he hates Goldie Gopher. Finds Goldie Gopher repulsive.
What?
And wants Goldie Gopher to be replaced.
Oh, my God.
What is your reaction to that?
I'm flabbergasted. I love Goldie. I'm not even a huge Gopher fan, but I love Goldie.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the whole head spinning thing, you just mesmerize?
I just think he's a very enjoyable mascot.
Yeah. Which mascot do you want eliminated?
Nordy.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that.
What is Nordy?
Because Nordy committed to the bit when he blew his knee out on the crashed ice course.
Yes.
So he gets a pass. The TC Bear, come on. Get rid of Victor.
Which one? The first or the second or the third?
The first one's very bitter. Get Victor. Bring back Ragnar.
20 seconds ago, John Candy died on this day in 1994. You think of John Candy in what way? What first comes to mind?
Great outdoors.
Yeah. I just think SCTV, right? Just was brilliant at it. All right, sir. Get out of here.
All right.
Adam Carter, back